70-year-old Washington State resident Darian Rawson filed a lawsuit against the Idaho State Police after Trooper Justin Klitsch stopped Rawson's car, searched it, and accused Rawson of using marijuana. It seems Rawson's car carried license plates from Colorado, a state that has legalized pot. Klitsch claimed Rawson's eyes appeared glassy, but no drugs were found. These are not isolated incidents. They are part of an ominous pattern of inflexible laws combined with police overreaction, and there are many other examples of people being punished for doing nothing wrong. Sometimes the alleged crime they've committed isn't even on the books in the United States. One unlucky man found out you can go to jail for violating an obscure law of another country. Abner Abby Schoenvetter had imported fish from Honduras for 12 years, packaging them in plastic bags, all inspected by both U.S. Customs and the FDA. But then the National Marine Fisheries Service decided that Schoenvetter had violated the Honduran law requiring cardboard packaging rather than plastic, despite the fact that he had no criminal record and that the Attorney General of Honduras stated that the cardboard regulation was not applicable in his case. Schoenvetter was convicted of violating another country's laws and sentenced to 6 years in prison. This case was not a fluke, according to Brian W. Walsh, senior legal research fellow at the Heritage Foundation's Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. Walsh notes aspiring inventor Krister Evertsen spent almost 2 years in federal prison because federal prosecutors and EPA officials, aided by questionable federal laws, decided that storing materials in 3/8-inch thick stainless steel drums was the equivalent of disposing of them without a permit. Three-time Indianapolis 500 race car champion Bobby Unser was arrested and convicted of driving a snowmobile on a federally protected wildlife area, even though Unser and a companion said they had mistakenly entered the area, lost in a blinding blizzard for 2 days, and almost died. In November 2013, Jason Dewing was ticketed by an upstate New York officer for driving while talking on his cell phone. When his case came to trial in March 2014, he was able to demonstrate, using his phone records, that he had not, in fact, been talking on the phone, but was instead using an electronic cigarette. So the judge then charged and convicted Dewing of violating New York traffic law 1225-D. Driving while using a portable electronic device, even though an e-cigarette cannot make a call or send text or data. Jeff Sherwood of the Knoxville Business Examiner commented, "It is a sad day in America when one driver can pass an officer smoking a tobacco cigarette and not warrant a second glance, but when another driver passes an officer vaping an electronic cigarette, he finds himself in front of a judge trying to explain the law."